What do you think about having a contract when you first start dating a guy? Make a contract of things you want to happen in that relationship.
Oh, right from the get-go. This would be awesome. Are you kidding? I would love if there were contracts, but nothing like, I don't want you to commit to me the rest of your life. I'm just like a dating contract, like while we're dating.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. When I text you, text me back. If you're not interested in me, do not ghost me. Just say, I'm not down with it, or I'm not into it, or I met someone else. I'm a big girl. I can handle it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm fine with a guy saying, I'm not into you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's funny, my grandfather used to tell me all the time when I was a little girl, if a guy isn't into you, something's wrong with him. Like, that's the attitude he gave me. Like, it was never...
Did he know you?
It was never, you're the nightmare, or he doesn't like you. My grandpa was always like, you are perfect. You're amazing. If a guy doesn't want you, there is something wrong with him. So he drilled that in my head. So while I was dating, which wasn't that long ago, but when I was dating, if a guy wasn't interested in me, I was like, must be mentally ill. Like, it never occurred to me that I did anything wrong. I always went like full grandpa on him. Like, this guy must be crazy.
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm awesome.
My grandpa said I'm awesome. So obviously something's wrong with you. So yeah, if you're not into it, I can't stand when guys just ghost. I don't like that. If we had like one or two dates, yeah, I don't owe you anything. You don't owe me anything. Ghost me. I'll ghost you. I don't care. But if if we've had a few dates, if we've done more than kiss, I think you can say, make an excuse if you don't want to come out and say you don't like me. I don't care. Just say, I just got out of something and I'm not ready to get right into something again. Or, I don't think we're on the same page, or your breath stinks, or whatever you want to say. I don't care. But say something. Because at least me, I cannot begin to tell you how many texts my friends and I would sit and analyze. Like, okay, this is the last text I got from him. I haven't heard from him for like 4 days. So does this text say that I'm going to hear from him again? Or is this a ghosting potential? Like, and we would analyze the hell. We'd go out for wine and sit there and analyze the heck out of it. Mm-hmm. Don't make us do that. Just say, not going to happen, girl.
Okay, this 21-year-old woman from Atlanta, Georgia, Anne Wright, what she did, she made a 17-page relationship contract. She's
that's
only
a little much. That's a little long.
That's a little crazy. She's only been dating this guy for 2 weeks.
So. I asked for two things and she has 17 pages. What does she have on there?
17 pages. Well, the highlights of it are no silent treatment.
Oh, okay. Like, so, if they get mad at each other?
If there's a fight going on, no silent treatment. You know what that is.
Are you kidding? I live for the silent treatment.
Yeah. You invented it.
I invented the silent treatment. That would not be on my resume. That would not be on my contract. No, thank you.
No, it would be on your contract for him.
That I can't give him the silent treatment?
No, that he can't give you the silent treatment. Or I don't know, because you would actually like the silent treatment.
I enjoy the silent. Like when we go to our corners. I like not talk. If we have a huge fight, I want to not talk to you. You go your place, I go my place. We don't talk to each other. That's fine. Yes, I'm not down with the no silent treatment. I'm pro silent treatment.
I do like that. I like to talk it through because I don't want to build it up in my head why we are fighting.
But if you're really angry, you might say something you regret. You might say something cruel. You might say the wrong thing. I think the good thing about the silent treatment is not the silence. It's the time you have to think about things. Yeah. To go, was I wrong? Was he wrong? Why was he wrong? Let me explain to him why he was, because obviously he was wrong. So let me tell him why.
You're never wrong. He's always wrong.
I only have one reason, but if I think about it, I can come up with like four more.
Okay, no isolation from loved ones.
Well, of course not. I mean, that should be the fact that that's even on a contract. If somebody isolates you from your loved ones, they're control freaks.
She's got issues.
Something, Yeah, she's got issues. Like, that's something that wouldn't even be on my, I wouldn't even think of that. Like, who does that?
Yeah, so this is had to have happened before. She's got issues. Well, it's 17 pages long, so definitely she has issues. She brings you a 17-page contract 2 weeks into it. Unless she's spitting out gold coins, I ain't dating her anymore.
Yeah.
5 workouts a week.
What does that mean? He pays for 5 workouts, or she allows him? He has to work out 5 times a week?
He has to work out 5 times a week. So does she, I guess. I mean, that goes both ways. So she wants him to stay in shape. He wants her to stay in shape. That's fine.
I think, you know, stay in shape is when you're young is okay. Like, yeah, when you're super young, everyone. But like, what's in shape? You know what I mean? Like, I have friends that you would look at them and they don't look like bodybuilders or fitness people, but they work out a lot. You know what I mean? I think that's problematic because everyone's definition of in shape is different.
I know, but you five workouts a week, you're going to be in some type of, you're not going to look like me. You're going to be in some type of shape.
Not necessarily.
If I worked out 5 days a week, I would look a lot different than now.
No, I have a friend that I'm thinking of right now who's, you would see her as like a little bit larger sized. She works out more than I do. Like, she works out a lot. She's super healthy, but she's just a little larger. That's just the size she is. So I think that's problematic. The requesting staying in shape. Like, that's, to me, that's a red flag.
It's on the contract. So I can see, hey, have you had 5 this week? No, I got to go to the gym.
Yeah, no, that's body shaming. No, I don't like that.
Body shaming 2 weeks into it. Also, he has to pay for date nights.
Does he make more money than she does?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's important because if he's working a job where he's not making very much money.
And
well, it's not even about money. Okay, so now that's, again, you got to be more clear about this.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for date nights, quote unquote. Does that mean if they go out for pizza, is that okay? Or is she expecting like to be taken out, you know, to like hula hands? Like, what is she expecting?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, every time they go out, movies, bar, whatever, he has to pay.
No, that's expensive. I don't think that's fair. I think maybe every 2 times he pays and then she pays the 3rd.
Well, that's why you highlight a couple of these things and you say, I'm not going to sign that unless you remove, you know, 50% of date nights or something. I don't know.
I need to be like a dating lawyer.
Yeah. And he has to make a romantic gesture once every 2 weeks.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, now that I would change. I would need a romantic gesture way more than once every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks is a lot.
Are you kidding? That's almost never.
I haven't done it in 72 years.
Well, you're a terrible husband.
There's no way. I wouldn't sign that just for the once every 2 weeks. I'd be once every 6 months.
But what's a romantic gesture?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's like, again, like buying her a flower. That's easy to do. You can do that every couple of days or every week or two, whatever. Saying you look beautiful or saying something romantic to her or telling her, you know, some thought you had about her that's kind of like hot. Is that considered like, what's a romantic gesture? Does she have to be bought something?
How about grabbing her ass while you walk through the kitchen? Is that good?
When you're with somebody as long as I've been with my boyfriend, yes.
How about coming behind her and grabbing her? You're all right with that. That's my once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, I mean, for me, that's a compliment.
All right.
Like, I must look good. If he grabs my ass, if he barely notices me anymore after like 10 years. So if he grabs my ass, I'm like, oh, I'm doing something right around here.
Well, the size of your kitchen, if you just walk into the kitchen while you're in there, he grabs
we rub asses. Yeah. By accident. Yeah, that's true.
And so she's got 17 pages. He has only one rule in his page, and that's she has to take off her shoes in his apartment.
I would have went blowjob, but okay. Fine. If that's